This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. I'm happy to report that so many creative people I've talked to have changed up the terms home alone and social isolation to artist in residence. Eugene painter Robert Kanaga, for example, can be seen this coming Friday and Saturday, noon to 5, at his drive-by art gallery at 787 Adele. Robert has propped up dozens of his bright, cheerful canvases in front of his garage. His easel is there, too, so he can paint under a shady tree in between his drive and cycle-by visitors. He says people have really enjoyed chatting with him from the street about what they are seeing, from his large-scale abstracts to smaller, more intimate paintings of landscapes, all with his characteristic bold brushstrokes and big fields of color work. So put that address in your mapping app, that's 787 Audel, A-U-D-E-L, and go see some drive-by art. Another listening area artist putting her artist-in-residence time to good use is Yonkala painter Susan Applegate. She has just opened her new website to public view at susanapplegate.com. Her gallery pages serve up a cornucopia of good things to see. I'm a real fangirl of her trees. She looks deep into the soul of the individual tree with that two-way seeing, both sinuous detailed form and luminous spirit. But if you didn't catch her Blackberry series at UO Museum of Natural History, maybe you should start there. Susan says she was clearing blackberries out of a hardwood grove on her century farm when she started this series of paintings that explore the natural and cultural history of blackberries. So whether you're exploring a new website or mapping your way to a drive-by art happening, enjoy being curious and appreciative of the many ways artists are adapting creatively to these pandemic days. And if there is someone unique, maybe you, that Viz City should know about, feel free to let us know. You'll find images and audio on the Viz City blog, and Viz City is co-produced by Terry Way and Sandy Brown Jensen.